Shmuel Aleph Perichov Test Pasuk Dalet. So the Plishtim have crossed over to Afek to be ready for an enormous conflict with the Jewish armies. And David is in the innermost circle surrounding Achish Melech Gas to keep him safe. Vayiktzefu Alav Sarei Filishtim. So the last thing Achish said was that I've never found any fault with David, and he's been completely trustworthy, and he's never done anything to make me suspicious of him. And so the princes, the upper officers of the Plishtim, jumped upon him, were angry with him. Nothing like politicians being angry with each other at a moment of great conflict. I happen to be recording this in the middle of one such situation for the past week. And just watch Governor Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, Lahavdil, sniping at each other. It's your fault, it's your fault. Just heard it on the news a moment ago before I sat down. So they jumped on him. Vayomaru lo sarei filishtim. And so the officers, the leaders of the Plishtim, said to Achish, Hoshev eso ish, v'yashovem lekomo, asher hifkadato sham. Send back that man, return that man to his place which you have assigned him. Get him away from the battlefield. You can't trust him. He'll betray us at the worst possible moment. Turn him around and send him back. V'lo yeredi manu v'milchama. Don't let him go down with us into war. V'lo yiyalonu l'satan v'milchama. And they're not hiding. They're scorned for this idea. Don't let him be an adversary to us during the battle. Satan, of course, the adversary, as it's often translated. Uvame yisratz ezel adonav. Halo barashe anashim haheim. For how would this one reconcile himself with his masters, with his roshim, with his adonim, if not with the heads of these men? We don't want him. He'll turn against us. How would you reconcile yourself with your masters if not with the heads of these men? Meaning, David is going to ingratiate himself with Shaul, his Adon, his former master, by giving him our heads. This is probably why David came to live with us in the first place. Takes one to know one. Remember the story of Shimshon way back when? The Plishtim making riddles and jokes at the Chasana and the Sheva Brachas? Shimshon showed them. Plishtim have long enough memories to not have forgotten that story. And by the way, they suspected quite correctly that he was going to fight on the side of the Jews. And he had no intention of helping us Plishtim out. He's going to be our adversary. And he rebelled and fled. It can't be counted on. Can't be relied upon or trusted. Hey, hello, Zed David. Asher yanu lo b'macholos lemar. After all, you know who we're talking about. We're talking about David, that they raised their voices and they played on their instruments, on their flutes, saying, Hikashol ba'alafav v'David b'rivavosav. That Shaul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. Because which thousands and tens of thousands were slain in those songs? Plishtim! That was the Goliath conflict. So it was us that they sang about. There are legendary epic sagas written about David and how he killed a bunch of Plishtim. You can't trust him. At the very least, says the Malbim, he might run away. And by the way, if he ran away from Shaul, it wasn't because he ran away. It was because he wants to be king and supplant Shaul as the king of the Jews. And so when he's here, he's only going to use us to advance his agenda, says the Malbim. V'zei motzei po makom lahasig cheftzo. He is just there to reach his goal, to reach his dream. Some say, the man Lois brings down an interesting pshat too, that when they say about the about David with the tens of thousands, even if we win the battle and he helps us, all the glory is going to go to David, just like it did last time. So there's jealousy and there's political infighting going on as well. They have every reason to want him gone. Vav vayikra Achish el David vayomer elav. So Achish called to David, and he said to him, Chai Hashem ki yashar ata. And so Achish said, as God lives, so he's showing great trust, you are upright, you are yashar, you're straight, you can be relied upon, and you're going out and coming back with me, iti b'machane, in my encampment, is good in my eyes. Because I've never found anything wicked. I've never found any evil in you from the day you came to me until this day. But in the eyes of the captains, you are not good. So I have no proof. I don't believe them that you're really my enemy. I have no proof that you are my enemy. But they hate you, and they won't let you join in the battle. So I'm going to send you away, and you shouldn't be insulted. But Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all of this as a tremendous chesed for both David and Klal Yisrael. So that this way, David is never going to be culpable for anything, because he's never actually going to do anything. David has frequently been in Achish's presence. A sefer called the Moshiach Chosim points out, they are unaware of any direct benefit that David has actually offered, but he's constantly been there. So Achish understood that there was a benefit to having David around. But David himself, they were jealous of the covet that he was being shown. They were jealous of the praise that he was going to get. But Lemaisa, a tzaddik, the Medrash Tanchuma brings down, has a tremendous influence on everybody around him, and they are influenced by his righteousness. So the fact that Achish was, in fact, in his own mind, at the very least, close to David, means that he was benefiting and getting some emunah. That's why the word Chai Hashem is so meaningful, the Kli Yakar points out. Because Achish, whether he knows it or not, is being influenced by David's presence and by David's righteousness. And maybe that's also one of the things that the Sarnei Plishtim are very upset about. They're watching him become too much of a goody-goody, and they don't like what they see.